The following broadcast is a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball. Nestled within the Blue Ridge Mountains sits one of the oldest ballparks in Minor League Baseball. For nearly 60 years, this ballpark has played home to Lynchburg's lone professional team. It's a ballpark that's seen history in Hall of Famers. A ballpark that's seen its fair share of heroes and legends. A ballpark that has seen contenders and championships.
And Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Last season, the Lynchburg Hillcats fell just short of the crown.
And the Charleston River Dogs are your 2022 Carolina League champions.
In 2023, they've set their sights on glory.
Break out the champagne! Lynchburg lives to see another day!
From Appomattox to the Blue Ridge Parkway, the Hillcats run Central Virginia.
The Hillcat hero! Strike him out, throw him out, double play. The third runner being waved around, he will score! Bases clearing double, the Hillcats are headed to the championship series.
Live inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's the voice of the Lynchburg Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Welcome back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Jason Prill here with you as the Hillcats and the Red Sox square off for game one of a six-game series. Lynchburg returning home after a 12-game road trip down to South Carolina. Enjoyed some beautiful weather down there, soaking up the sun. I know a lot of guys went to the beach or played some mini golf when they were in Myrtle Beach. But now they're back to Lynchburg and ready to take care of business. We're one of the oldest rivalries in minor league baseball. These two teams have squared off quite a lot in their historic programs. As another rendition of the Battle of 460 will take place tonight in Lynchburg. On the mound for the Hillcats, Parker Messick, the Carolina League Pitcher of the Week from last week. Seven innings, seven strikeouts, one hit, took a perfect game into the seventh against Myrtle Beach. His foe on the mound will be Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, the right-hander, 2-1 with a 2.60 ERA, 10 strikeouts and 12 walks. We got a lot to get to on the pregame show. Coming up later, we'll hear from manager Jordan Smith on his thoughts after the two-week road trip and what we can expect from Messick here this evening. But coming up next, we sat down with Tyler Katz, one of the broadcasters for the Salem Red Sox, as he got us squared away with what we can expect to see tonight and this whole series from the Red Sox single-A affiliate. We'll hear from him next when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bank of the James has been serving communities across Virginia since 1999. The Bank of the James offers solutions for personal banking, business banking, mortgages, and loans. If you're looking for a bank that prioritizes you and your money first, stop in and visit one of our many Lynchburg area locations or visit us online at www.bankofthejames.bank. Bank of the James, making a difference in banking and our community since 1999. Become a member of Southpaw's free kids club today and receive access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hillcats baseball is moments away. Before we get to the game, it's time to hear from tonight's player focus. Here's Jason Prill.
Welcome back inside the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show. Once again, my name is Jason Prill, and typically during this time slot, we are focusing on a player profile, but since it's the first game of the series, we wanted to reach out to Salem's broadcaster, Tyler Katz, to get to know their squad a little bit better as we head into this six, game stretch. So, Tyler, thank you for joining us and welcome onto the broadcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Always appreciate it.
Well, let's take a look at your squad. Salem comes in 16-16 on the season. It's kind of been an up and down start to the year. What has kind of been the greatest strength and the biggest issue for the Red Sox so far?
I think the biggest strength has to be the bats and the offense. A lot of great prospects on the side for Salem. A lot of great bats there as well. Aggressive on the base paths. I know not as aggressive as Lynchburg has been this season, but a really good group of coaches and a good group of guys who have been more or less figuring things out, how to work as a team as the early part of the season's gone on. And then just the more so weaker side for Salem has been fielding. A lot of errors in the field have really plagued the team in some of those losses.
And you talked about your coaching staff, and they come in after quite the offseason, I believe. Liam Carroll, he was the manager for Great Britain during the World Baseball Classic. Is that correct?
Yeah, he was one of the coaches with Great Britain during the World Baseball Classic and was working with the Florida Complex League Red Sox in Fort Myers last season. So getting the opportunity on a full season minor league basis. And it's just kind of in the same situation as the players. He's learning his team and getting better as the season's gone on.
So has he talked to you at all about that experience at the World Baseball Classic in that type
of
environment?
I've meant to talk to him about it. It's been a busy start to the season, so haven't talked to him about that yet, but hoping to soon.
Tyler Katz, one of the broadcasters for the Salem Red Sox, our guest here this evening. So taking a look at the ball club this evening, Elmer Rodriguez Cruz on the mound. He's 2-1 with a 2.6 ERA. What can we expect from him this evening?
Yeah, well, he's one of the better talents and one of the upper prospects when it comes to the pitching side for the Red Sox. Has been, again, figuring it out as that season's gone on, almost like that theme. Had a couple of rough starts towards the beginning of the season against Carolina and Delmarva, but his most recent starts in the last home series for the Red Sox against Fayetteville and Columbia looked really shut down. And if there's a lot of great pitchers on that staff, but if I had to choose one, I would say Elmer Rodriguez Cruz would probably be the Red Sox ace as of right now.
Well, we're excited to watch him here tonight, the young gun drafted in the fourth round last season of the MLB draft in the top 30 for the Red Sox organization as well. I want to talk to you a little bit about your offense. Not much power. We're used to seeing that here in Lynchburg. We actually have fewer home runs than you guys do. But what has been your strategy? How have you guys won games if you're not using the long ball?
Yeah, it's been extra base hits. It's been a lot of triples. Miguel Blaise, I believe, leads the Carolina League in triples right now. The team as a whole does lead the league in triples. So it's been doubles, triples, and then using opportunities on walks and hit by pitches. So whether that's stealing second or third and then bringing runners in to score off an extra base hit, it's been still a lot of power, just hasn't left the park. And Salem Memorial Ballpark, one of the more cavernous ballparks in the Carolina League, so that may explain the lack of home runs so far.
And you guys are coming off of a pretty big win against Columbia, a 9-8 walk-off victory on Sunday afternoon. Did you sense any bit of a shift maybe in just the mindset and the approach at the plate from your guys?
Well, the two losses in that series ended up winning that series 4-2. The two losses were very close, where Columbia more or less got its game-winning runs in the eighth and ninth innings. So it showed me a lot of confidence that in the early innings, should a lead develop and kind of set the tone in the first couple of innings, things would get going the right way. And that last win, that walk-off win against the Fireflies, there was almost a sense going into the bottom of the ninth, down 8-7, that there was no panic or fear, and almost that they expected to walk it off. So it's been an upbringing of confidence, and especially winning a series against the division leaders in the South.
Tyler Katz, one of the broadcasters for the Salem Red Sox, our guest. One final question for you before we let you go. Taking a look at your roster, a lot of top 30 prospects, but for those of us here in Lynchburg who don't get to watch you every night, who are some of the names that we should be keeping our eye on?
Well, Miguel Blaise, one of the top prospects in the Red Sox organization, typically plays out in the outfield. Roman Anthony, a second-round draft pick for the Red Sox, also an outfielder. And a third outfielder who has been more or less the surprise name and not necessarily on those top 30 boards has been Juan Chacon, who has really come up in a lot of clutch situations, collected a few RBIs to his name, and had multiple base hits in every game of that Carolina series against Juan. So Chacon's swinging a red-hot bat right now, and he'd be my player to watch for this series.
Well, Tyler, thank you so much for spending a little bit of your afternoon with us, and best of luck this series and the rest of the season.
Well, thank you.
That was Tyler Katz, the broadcaster for the Salem Red Sox, as we get you all set for a first pitch here in Lynchburg. Coming up next, we'll hear from manager Jordan Smith on his thoughts on the two-week road trip and what we can expect from Parker Messick here this evening. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more pregame show left to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg. Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. To check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destination by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
It's almost time for first pitch in Lynchburg. But first, it's time to hear the pregame thoughts from manager Jordan Smith. Once again, here's Jason Prill.
Welcome back into the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show. Once again, my name is Jason Prill, and we are pleased to be joined by the manager of the Lynchburg Hillcats back from a two-week road trip, Jordan Smith. Jordan, take me through those last 2 weeks, Charleston, Myrtle Beach, two gorgeous areas. What'd you do? Did you have fun? And talk to me about those 12 games.
Yeah, two cool cities. Family was able to come with, so we enjoyed our time before I went to the field. But I thought we played pretty good baseball on the road. A lot of good team wins. We held on to some leads down the stretch, but I thought we played a good 2 week stretch of baseball.
That was your first time leaving the state of Virginia, and now you come back to Lynchburg and you're facing a familiar in-state foe in Salem. What are you hoping the guys execute better in this series than they did the last time you faced them?
It's hard to reflect on last series. I know we split with them, but just really playing all 27 outs, taking care of the baseball, playing the game the right way, and just continuing to play small ball, play our game, and just stay in all these games.
Parker Messick back on the mound after an incredible start last week against Myrtle Beach. He was the Carolina League Pitcher of the Week. Does he have more in the tank? Can he replicate that all season long? Is that the expectation now going forward, or do you expect us to see a little bit of a cool down from that last start?
No, I mean, Parker is definitely someone that can go out there and perform every single start. He doesn't let the accolades get in the way of continuing to go to work. He's someone that puts in the work regardless of his success on the field. He's the same guy every day, and we expect him to continue to be awesome on the mound and off the field.
Well, Jordan, we thank you for your time and best of luck this week.
Awesome. Thanks, Jason.
That was Jordan Smith, the manager of the Lynchburg Hillcats. And when we come back, first pitch in the Hill City. Don't go anywhere. Plenty of baseball left to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show and Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan,
Look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Lynchburg Hillcats baseball is here. From inside Bank of the James Stadium for the lineups and first pitch, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Back in the Hill City. It was 2 weeks off down to South Carolina for the Hillcats, but now they are back home and ready to take on an in-state foe in the Salem Red Sox. Should be a fun series. Lynchburg comes into today 17-16, a game above 500. Salem right at that 500 mark, 16-16, as Lynchburg has played one more game than the Red Sox have to this point in the year. They will make that up later on this season as rainout caused them to miss a game. We will be battling rain in the area this evening, but right now it is mostly cloudy up above, and we should have the all clear for baseball. The last I heard is we're expecting rain about 9 o'clock. So the thought is we should be able to get this whole game in before the heavens open up and the rain comes down. We're waiting lineups and the defensive alignment from our MC Rocks crews here this evening, as managers have had their umpire meeting, exchanged the lineup cards. A couple of last minute roster moves for the Hillcats coming into this ball game. It looks completely not completely different, but there are a couple small moves as Manuel Mejias has been moved to the 7-day IL for an injury to his hand, as that is why Robert Lopez was called up and taking over the catching duties tonight. The other move that came down just about 30 minutes ago, a left-hander, Sean Rapp, had an excellent start to the season. He was called up to Lake County today. So no more Sean Rapp out of the bullpen for the Hillcats, as they will try to replace his arm. A depleted bullpen already. Juan Zapata was called up during the road trip. They've still yet to get back Yuri Hervacio. So dealing with injuries and call-ups in that bullpen, they'll have to piece things together. We're assuming another roster move will probably be made to replace Sean Rapp. We did get Tomas Reyes during the road trip, as he filled in for Zapata, who was called up. Artiles also out with an injury, so the bullpen has some boo-boos, some bandages, as Lynchburg really been their pitching that has kept them from really taking off this season. They lead the Carolina League in many offensive categories. Some individuals as well top the charts. I mean, you think of batting average, Nate Furman batting .347, leading in that category. The one problem that they've had so far, though, has been pitching. Parker Messick, really arguably the lone exemption. He's 2-0 with a 1.13 ERA. We'll see him twice this week, today and then Sunday, coming off of his excellent start against Myrtle Beach when he took a perfect game into the seventh inning. A He'll take to the mound the lefty, the now 19th ranked prospect in the Guardians organization. But right now, it's time to meet the defense and for tonight's national anthem. So for those, let's toss it down to Rox Cruz.
All right, Hillcats fans, please welcome to the field your 2023 Lynchburg Hillcats team!
Broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watch, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Time for baseball in the Hill City. Lynchburg and Salem separated by just about 60 miles. Set to square off in Lynchburg at Bank of the James Stadium. Jason Prill here with you, bringing you all the action tonight and all season long as the Hillcats look to get back on their winning ways after dropping the last two of their road trip. They started out pretty hot against Myrtle Beach, winning the first four and then dropped the last two. The Sunday game in frustrating fashion as they just could not piece their bats together. But Parker Messick will be tasked with trying to get the Hillcats back in the win column. Messick, the lefty, stands 6 foot 225, 22 years of age, from the great state of Florida. He attended Florida State University on the year. He's 2-0 with a 1.13 ERA, 24 innings pitched. He's given up 6 runs. Only 3 of them have been earned. 27 strikeouts, including a 7 strikeout performance a week ago, and only 7 walks on the season for the left-hander. He'll face a roster that looks a little bit like this. Leading off the right fielder, Roman Anthony. Batting second, the center fielder, Alan Castro. Hitting third, the third baseman, Cutter Coffey. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Luis Ravello. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Juan Chacon. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Abram Liendo. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Lionel James. Batting eighth, the catcher, Enderso Lira. And rounding out the starting nine for Salem, the designated hitter, Albert Feliz. It'll be Roman Anthony to get things underway as the left-hander steps into the box. The first pitch from Messick. Takes down and away for ball one as we are underway at 6:34 in Lynchburg. 75 degrees outside as that one is fired in there at 1-1. And the count is even. Messick back into the motion. The 1-1 is popped up and out of play. 1-2. I mentioned last week Messick took a perfect game into the seventh inning against the Pelicans, his best start of the season, picking up 7 strikeouts, a career high. The 1-2. Slider got him swinging, and there's one away to open up the ball game on a nice pitch from Parker Messick, picking up right where he left off against Myrtle Beach. Alan Castro, the center fielder, a bat from the right-hand side against the lefty. He's a switch hitter, 6'1", 170, from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. He grounds one foul just past the bag at first. For strike one, a little bit behind the 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Castro batting 190. 2 home runs, 15 RBIs. He had a 6-RBI ball game earlier this season. Otherwise, his bat's been relatively cool. The 0-1. Just a bit wide. 1-1 as Messick misses the zone. The 1-1. Just misses a bit wide again, and these umpires are familiar to Lynchburg. Travis Brewer calling the balls and strikes. William Ward III in the field. The 2-1 from Messick. Lined into right field, Antunez ranging over toward the line with ease, reaches up and gloves it for out number two. Cutter Coffey, the third man to bat in the inning. Sadui in left, Lipscomb in center, Antunez in right. Benjamin over at third, Devers at short, Nate Furman at second, Coyado at first, and Lopez getting his first home appearance of the season behind the plate. Coffey takes a called strike at 92 for strike one. Coffey, a name Red Sox fans will get to know over the next few years. 18th ranked prospect in the organization as it's fouled away at the dish. 0-2. Coffey's still trying to get the bat going. Adding 200, only 6 RBIs. He's over at third base tonight. Listed as an infielder, a utility guy. As the 2-strike pitch. Ground ball just over the head of Messick. Furman charges to the opposite side of the bag, fires on to first, and the inning comes to a close. A 1-2-3 inning for Parker Messick as he picks up right where he left off against Myrtle Beach. We are scoreless heading to the bottom half of the first. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live. Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, the right-hander on the mound for Salem this evening. Comes in on the year 2-1 with a 2.60 ERA. Just over 17 innings pitched. He's got 10 strikeouts and 12 walks. He sits at 23rd in the top 30 rankings. Right-hander, 6'3", 160 from Puerto Rico. as Nate Furman will lead things off for the Hillcats. Furman has arguably been one of the best players in the Carolina League up to this point. Could even argue that he is the best. As the first pitch to him catches the corner for a called strike at 92. Furman batting 347 on the season, leading the Carolina League. The 0-1, ground ball over towards second, fielded cleanly by Leandro, and on to first for out number one. Juan Benjamin will be the batter. Furman, Benjamin, Antunez, Lipscomb, Coyado, Endeavors, Lopez, Felia, and Sidui. The 9-4 Lynchburg in order. Benjamin behind the fastball at 93 for strike one. Benjamin saw his average drop while on the road. A ground ball back to second. Liendo, two away. So two quick outs in the first inning for Rodriguez Cruz as Alfredo Antunez will try to break it up and extend the inning with two away. Chacon in left, Castro in center, Anthony in right, Confey at third, Ravello at short, Liendo at second, James at first as Lira catches it behind the plate for a called strike 0-1. The 0-1. Fouled back to the screen, and Antunez down in the count. No balls and two strikes. Antunez batting 333. Nine RBIs. An OPS of 941. The 0-2. Up and away. One ball and two strikes. A guy that has fit comfortably into that three hole. The 1-2. In the dirt. Good stop by Lira, even though nobody's aboard. 2-2. Rodriguez Cruz trying to go 1-2-3 through the first inning. Matching Messick. The 2-2. Line drive into right center field. Anthony on the run. He will not get there as it drops in the gap. It'll be cut off before the wall. The throw cut off as Antunez has a two-out double. That'll give Guy Lipscomb a chance to bring home an RBI. And as Antunez picks up his first base hit of the night. Lipscomb, average back up to 284, 19 RBIs on the season. A solid two-week stretch in South Carolina as he takes a called strike 0-1. Antunez dancing off second. He's got a handful of stolen bases on the year. Just a bit wide, 1-1. Lipscomb, also a guy with a lot of speed. He's got 22 stolen bases on the season. That's third best in the league. The 1-1. Took something off of it. Strike two. Cruz once again a strike away from getting out of the inning. Last time, though, Antunez drove it to right center. He's on second. The 1-2. In the dirt, good block by Lira. The count is even. No wind to speak of thus far. The flag down in its side. There was wind in the area earlier, but it's cooled off a little bit. As the 2-2 on its way from Rodriguez Cruz. Check swing up above the zone. They appeal. He did not go around, says William Ward. And the count goes full. Lipscomb thought about the high fastball at 93, but wisely laid off above the belt. Runner at second. Two away. Payoff pitch from Rodriguez Cruz here in the first. Upstairs, ball four. And Guy Lipscomb draws a walk. So the Hillcats have something brewing with two away. For Mike Coyado. Coyado, another guy whose bat has been hot. Average up to 330, 25 RBIs, third in the Carolina League. Has a chance to add to it here. He takes a breaking ball down and in. That's the first curveball I believe we've seen from Rodriguez Cruz. The right-hander will have to work out of this jam. The 1-0. Slow chopper toward third, and it drifts foul. 1-1. Would have been a tough play had it stayed fair, just a little bit too behind it. Coffey was charging, but he was playing back. And Coyado, he's got enough speed to beat that out. So does everyone else on the bases. That could have caused trouble. The way Lynchburg runs the bases, who knows what could have happened. The 1-1. Ground ball over towards second. This could end it. Scooped by Liendo. And the inning comes to a close. The Hillcats get two aboard with two away and can't do anything with it. We remain scoreless as we head to the second in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. More baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Parker Messick remains on the mound after a quick 1-2-3 first inning. As he will face 4, 5, and 6 in the second as the lefty has done an excellent job this season at limiting any trouble he's been in. His last home start, he struggled. He didn't make it out of the first inning. The bullpen picked him up, only giving up two runs in that first inning when Messick only went a third of the frame. Hillcats would go on to lose that ball game as that one misses a bit low to Ravello for ball one. But he's turned it around since. Only four hits in the last two ball games for Messick. It's the 1-0. Grounded over toward third. Diving stop by Benjamin. He gets up. Long throw. Nice scoop at first for out number one. Nice play by Benjamin to prevent a base runner. As Juan Chacon digs in. Chacon batting 279, 10 RBIs. As that one misses a bit low for ball one. Chacon, a guy who has been pretty clutch for Salem this season. A player to watch, as Tyler Katz told us in our pregame interview, as he fouls it away. One ball and two strikes. Chacon, a native of Venezuela, was acquired back in 2019 by the Red Sox organization. 6'1", 171. Two-strike pitch misses up and away. 2-2. Messick back into the motion, the 1-2. Fouled right at the dish as Chacon stays alive. Chacon not in the top 30 for the Boston organization, but a name to keep an eye on. The 2-2. Slider hung up there, but it's lifted into center field. Lipscomb saw it late. He breaks in on it. Two away. Wind now picking up towards center field, though that probably won't play too much of a factor. Neither of these teams hit home run balls as Abram Liendo digs in. Salem with 10 on the season, Lynchburg with 8. Called a strike, 0-1. If you think that's a low number, it's because it is. These two teams, the worst in all of baseball. Down and in, one ball and one strike. Lynchburg with the 8 home runs. In last, Salem just above them as they had 2 the other night. Outside, 2 balls and a strike. So don't expect to see a lot of long balls in the zone, 2-2. And that favors the Hillcats. It's been the home run ball that's been a problem point for them, giving up quite a few on the season. As the 2-2 fouled back, and Liendo stays alive. As with everything, we'll see how this series plays out. The 2-2 fouled away again. Salem has hit the majority of their home runs on the road, away from their home ballpark. Ironically, Lynchburg has hit most of their home runs at Salem. The 2-2, yet again. Slider crossed him up. As the inning comes to a close, another nice pitch from Messick. As he works 1-2-3 through the second frame in a scoreless ball game. We head to the bottom half of the inning in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. More baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With 2 Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and much more. Learn more and book your party at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Mi nombre es José Debe, Infield, está escuchando Hillcats.
Elmer Rodriguez Cruz on for inning 2 after he had worked out of a 2-out jam in the first inning. Faced the bottom half of the lineup. Devers, Lopez, and Folia. Devers, he's cooled off from his scorching hot start to the season, as he takes a called strike, 0-1. For Devers, his average down to .241. 2 home runs, 19 RBIs.
Missing wide again. 1-1. Rodriguez, Cruz, winds and fires. Healthy cut, strike two. You wouldn't know it by looking at him, but Devers has been maybe the biggest power threat that the Hillcats have trotted out through their lineup. As the 1-2. Fouled it back. And he stays alive. Devers with his two home runs. One behind Mark Felea. Devers has put some jolts into the ball. Missing a bit wide, 2-2. And with 19 RBIs, he's done it in important situations as well. Ground ball over toward third, awkward hop for Coffee. A long throw. Gets him by a step for out number one. Robert Lopez will dig in. Lopez filling in for the injured Manuel Mejias, who we mentioned right at the start of the ball game, was added to the 7-day injured list with an injury to his hand. So he takes one up above the belt for ball one. Lopez, one of the highly promising catching prospects in the organization. 1-1 as he swings through another breaking ball. He's only batting 111 with two RBIs, limited action. But it's his defense that has a lot of eyes on him. 2-1. Back into the motion, Rodriguez Cruz right at the knees. 2-2. And that's something that the Hillcats have been missing defensively from the catching position. Haven't been able to throw runners out. Foul tipped right into the glove of Lira for out number two. As Bubba Felea will dig in. Felea, another one of the catchers. Now, granted, it seems like everybody in baseball has been on the run this year. Hillcats have struggled to throw runners out. As a called strike opens up the AB, 0-1. Back into the motion. Fouled right at the dish for strike two. Hillcats have only caught 8 runners. Got him looking, a 93-mile-an-hour fastball froze him right at the dish. The inning comes to a close. Back-to-back strikeouts for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz as we head to the third inning. Scoreless in the Hill City. Parker Messick returns for another inning of work. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. The only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Bank of the James Stadium will be rocking as in-state rival Salem comes to town for the first time in 2023, May 16th through the 21st. It will be a jam-packed series as on Tuesday we will have special deals for foster care families. On Friday, we will pink out the park in support of breast cancer awareness. Then on Saturday, the Force will be with the Hillcats as we celebrate Star Wars night with a fireworks show. And on Sunday, Western Ways will have their 50th birthday tribute to Dolly Parton. Secure your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
Parker Messick has worked 1-2-3 through the first two innings as Lionel James will lead things off for Salem.
here in the third.
First pitch from Messick. Pulled the string. James expecting the heater. Way out in front for strike one. Messick already back into the motion. Not wasting any time as that misses a bit low. 1-1. He was the second round pick of the Guardians last season. As the 0-1. Fouled back to the screen for strike two. Sits at 19th on the Guardians' top 30, and the way he's pitched, shocked if that doesn't rise. Ground ball foul into the Hillcats dugout. Now sit back into the motion. The 1-2. Ground ball in between first and second into right field. As Salem picks up their first hit of the afternoon. Comes in the third inning. As Endirso Lira will be the batter. One aboard, nobody out. Top of the third inning, a scoreless ball game in Lynchburg. Messick fires one on the inside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Lira, limited action, batting 400 with a pair of RBIs. 0-1 is popped up right field. Antunez will watch it land out of play into the bullpen. As a Red Sox pitcher just launched himself over the bullpen wall to try to track that down before it found the bushes. But a kid beat him to it. Two-strike pitch to Lira. Up and away, one ball and two strikes. It's not often you see that from a bullpen guy. We know they like to goof off down there, have some fun, joke around, but a little concerning to see a guy jump over a metal fence. 1-2. Blew it by him at 93. First strikeout of the inning for Messick. Third of the day. As he has won in each of the first three innings. Albert Feliz digs in. Feliz batting 260. 9 RBIs. Runner on first, one away. Fouled right at the plate, caught a piece of Lopez. Feliz didn't want to swing, but still caught a piece of his lumber for strike one. James with the leadoff single stands at first. The 0-1, popped up and out of play. Feliz has some pop, but he tends to pull the ball. So you see the infield shifted towards third. As the two-strike pitch. Missing down and in. One ball and two strikes. Try to get him to chase. As Feliz laid off. The 1-2. First a throw back, an awkward dive by James. It looked like he just kind of laid down. Kind of crumpled over like a Gumby doll. He's back safely. The 1-2 to Feliz. Check swing, they appeal. He did not go around Feliz. I don't even think he wanted to check at that. It looked like he tried to turn his shoulders out of the way of something he thought was going to run inside on him. And it brought his bat forward. 2-2 as the count is even. Here's the pitch from Messick. Slider. Got him. A nasty pitch And Feliz could do nothing but watch as the order flips over. Two away for Roman Anthony. He led off the game with a strikeout. Runner on first, now two away. Healthy cut at a 92-mile-an-hour fastball for strike one. Anthony, the only true left-handed hitter on this Red Sox roster, other than pitchers. The 0-1, slider misses wide. One ball and one strike. They have three switch hitters, but otherwise they're all batting from the right-hand side. The 1-1. Down and away, ball two. It's kind of flipped from how Lynchburg has their roster developed. They only have three right-handed hitters, with about six switch hitters, and the rest are all lefties. The 2-1 popped up, left field, out of play. 2-2. Messick trying to avoid any damage from the leadoff single, as Lionel James hasn't been able to do anything over at first. The 2-2 from the lefty. A little bit above the belt, and the count goes full. I think Lopez may have hopped up out of his crouch a little bit early. At least that's what the fans directly behind home plate thought. The count goes full. Payoff pitch. It'll be a throw over to first. As James is back with the dive, he'll be off on the pitch. Messick sets at the belt. The 3-2. Goes fastball, grounded over towards second. Furman bobbles it, fields it, on to first. Got him! Goyado with a nice stretch to save Furman from an error as the inning comes to a close. It was a nice play. Furman had to range over far towards first, but he stuck with it after knocking it down and rifled it over to the bag, and the inning comes to a close. The leadoff single does no harm as we head to a scoreless bottom half of the third inning in Lynchburg. More baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the LAZY Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support LAZY and help kids play.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Lexer Sadoui to lead things off for Lynchburg in the bottom half of the third inning. Scoreless ball game, one hit apiece. As the first pitch misses out wide for ball one. Sadoui really struggled to find his consistency, batting 198. So that misses, 2-0. Tried to paint the same spot. Sadoui with the home run and 13 RBIs. His home run came in this building. The 2-0. Right at the belt, 2-1. He'd love to get that average up. The 2-1. In there again, 2-2 as he watches another 91-mile-an-hour fastball blow by him. As he steps out and calls time. Rodriguez Cruz was working quickly in the at-bat. He's back into the motion. Pulled something off of it. Foul tipped in and out of the glove of Lira. He'll try again. The right-hander fires. Fouled away again as Sadui fights it off to stay alive. Once again, the 2-2 pitch. Fouled right at the Red Sox dugout. Sent a couple guys scurrying away. Rodriguez Cruz, once again with the 2-2. Sadui fights it off into left field. That'll get down as he wins the battle after a long at-bat. And the Hillcats will have their leadoff runner aboard in the third inning. That'll bring up Nate Furman. Furman he had a rough game in his last time out. He went 0-3 on Sunday. He did walk, though, as he continues to reach base at a high rate. Takes a fastball for a called strike, 0-1. Furman's on base percentage, .514. As a throw over toward first, nothing doing from Sadui. 5-14. That far and away leads the Carolina League. The next closest is at .488. The 0-1 in the zone, strike two. I mean, you like it when a guy's around 400 with an on-base percentage, but 500? You can't even ask for that. Two-strike pitch to Furman. He fights it off and stays alive, and he does it by an easy approach at the plate. He doesn't try to do too much. He takes what he's given. Just pokes it into the outfield. And you can see that they're pulled almost all the way in. The 0-2. So he lifts this one into right. Anthony in perfect position settles underneath for out number one. And I would expect that to be the change in approach for opposing teams when Furman's at the plate, bringing their outfielders in as far as they comfortably can. Another throw over. Sadui back standing. Juan Benjamin, 0-1, grounded out to second in the first inning. One aboard, one away. Bottom half of the third in a scoreless ball game. Runner breaks for second. Pitches in the misses. Is off the glove, and Sadui didn't get a read on it off of the throwing air. So he'll have to stand at second. Good job by Castro to back it up. That could have been problems for Salem. I called the pitch a ball. I thought it caught the corner, but it's 1-0. Benjamin lifts it into left center field. Chacon will glove it, and there's two away. Two straight pop-outs for the Hillcats, not deep enough to move the runner. As Wilfredo Antunez, a double already on the day. We'll try to bring that runner home from scoring position. Infield pulled back. As the first pitch is up and away for ball one. Antunez was down in the count Two strikes. And just punched it into the right center field gap. The 1-0. Caught the inside edge, 1-1. Now the right fielder, Anthony, has shifted more toward that gap, giving more room down the line. The 1-1. Downstairs, ball two. One aboard, two away. Scoreless ball game, bottom half of the third inning. Lexer Sidhui stands on second after the leadoff single. As Rodriguez Cruz sets out the belt for the 2-1. In the dirt, good block by Lira. Three balls and a strike. Guy Lipscomb waits on deck if Antunez can get aboard. The 3-1. Outside, didn't chase. And now the Hillcats have two runners aboard. On a two-out walk. It's the second two-out walk issued by Rodriguez Cruz. First one came to Guy Lipscomb, as that'll draw out the pitching coach, Jason Blanton. Nobody getting loose for Salem in the bullpen. So it's going to be Rodriguez Cruz at least for the rest of this inning. So this may just be a strategy session, as he's stepping into the most dangerous part of the Hillcats order. Lipscomb, his bat having picked up recently. His last five games, Lipscomb is batting 300 with a pair of RBIs. Trying to get back to where he was at the start of the season. Two aboard, two away. As the lefty drives this to center field, Castro ranging back, still going, and in front of the warning track will reach up and make the grab as Lipscomb just could not get all of it as he lines out to center field to leave two runners aboard. We head to the fourth inning in the Hill City. Scoreless when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.com today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Prill.
Still haven't been able to figure out the Carolina League up to this point in the season. We're at the middle of May, and only 2.5 games separate the top team in the North Division from the fifth place team, being Salem. The South, much like last year's first half, starting to spread between the top two and the rest of the league. For the North, similar to last season, jam-packed. As Alan Castro will lead things off in the fourth inning, fixing some dirt issues on the edge of the infield. As the fourth inning drag, finishing up. Messick fires it down and away for ball one. Take a look at the Carolina League scoreboard. The Mudcats leading Kannapolis 5-1. That's a battle of first place teams in the North and South Division. 1-1 DeCastro. Down East up 5-0 over Fayetteville in the bottom half of the fifth inning as well. The 1-1. Well up and away. Two balls and one strike. In the bottom half of the second, Myrtle Beach holds a 1-0 lead over Augusta. Top of the second, Columbia and Fredericksburg still scoreless. Driven to center field, Lipscomb ranging over with a little leap and the grab, one away. Also in the top of the second, Delmarva and Charleston scoreless as well. Gutter Coffee, 0-1 on the day. Takes a breaking ball for a called strike, 0-1. Another breaking ball, strike two. Coffee almost beat out an infield single as Furman had to range over to the other side of second base. Two-strike pitch. Chased a high heater. Two away. Good pitch from Messick. Went two off speed. Came back with a fastball. As Luis Ravello, he was robbed of a base hit in the second inning on a diving play by Benjamin. He takes a healthy cut at a breaking ball in the dirt for strike one. The 0-1. Big sweeping curveball for strike two. That had a ton of break. Messick working quickly here in the fourth. Tried to get him to chase a high fastball of his own. And Ravello laid off. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2 curveball got him. Ravello didn't even think about offering at it as Messick picks up another strikeout. He's got six as we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning in a scoreless ball game in the Hill City. Don't go anywhere. More baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live. Bank of the James has been serving communities across Virginia since 1999. The Bank of the James offers solutions for personal banking, business banking, mortgages, and loans. If you're looking for a bank that prioritizes you and your money first, stop in and visit one of our many Lynchburg area locations or visit us online at www.bankofthejames.bank. Bank of the James, making a difference in banking and our community since 1999.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or undated voucher pack, and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Scoreless ball game, bottom half of the fourth inning. As Mike Coyado, Jose Devers, and Robert Lopez, the three do up for Lynchburg. Wind now blowing out to center field as it is picked up after the flag was on its side to open up the ball game. Coyado rounded out to second to end the first inning in his first at bat. Coyado comes in riding a 3-game hitting streak as he lifts this one into left field and out of play for strike one. He has the team lead for the longest hit streak of the season at 13. That was snapped a few weeks ago on the road trip. The 0-1. Downstairs, one ball and one strike. It's a guy that Nobody really knew how he would slot into the first base role. It's the 1-1. Lifted into left field. Chacon drifting back, reaching up, making the chest-high grab for out number one. I think it's safe to say that Collado has filled that position nicely. Jose Devers, 0-for-1 on the day. Rounded out to third in the second inning. Big breaking ball misses below the knees for ball one. Gray clouds up above. And if you look far enough in the distance, you can see a little bit of rain. Pulled out his back foot on a breaking ball, 1-1. Scoreless game, bottom half of the fourth inning. The 1-1 to Devers. Slow chopper, foul for strike two. Both pitchers faring well so far. Devers check swing, they appeal. He did not go around. And the count is even at two apiece. Only three hits in the ballgame. Not necessarily characteristic of this Hillcat squad. The 2-2 roped into left field. That'll get down for a base knock as Devers with a one-out single. For Robert Lopez. Lopez, one of two teenage catchers. He's 19 years old out of Venezuela. Mejias, who just went on the IL, at 18. Down in the dirt, ball one. Lopez, in the second game of his professional career, at least in full season ball, roped a 2 RBI base knock in extras to help Hillcats knock off Myrtle Beach. The throw over toward first, nothing doing as Devers looked like he might have been leaning. Slid in safely. The 1-0. Just a bit wide, ball two. See if they send Devers. He's got 16 stolen bases on the year. Runner holds up and away, ball three. Devers sits fourth in the Carolina League coming into today. One of three in the top four. 3-0 up above the belt, ball four. The third walk issued by Rodriguez Cruz. That's Bubba Folia. He struck out looking in the second inning. And an RBI opportunity. The third time Lynchburg has had a runner in scoring position. Each time they've left him stranded at second. Have to start capitalizing at some point. Especially in a game that appears to be a pitcher's duel. First pitch to Folia. Down and away for ball one. Devers at second. Lopez over at first with one away in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Scoreless here in Lynchburg. The 1-0. Missing in tight, ball two. Folia leading the team with home runs with three. The 2-0. Up and in, and I think that caught a piece of his wrist. And it did, says the home plate umpire Travis Brewer. As the Hillcats have loaded up the bases for Lexer Sadui. So now the go-ahead run 90 feet away. As Lexer Sadui digs in, he had a single in the third inning. One of three hits for Lynchburg on the day. Infield pulled back, hoping for a double play ball as the first pitch misses low, ball one. The 1-0. In the dirt again, ball two. No team has had more opportunities with the bases loaded than the Lynchburg Hillcats. They have 60 at-bats with runners at every base. They're batting .217. But the good news is they have 44 RBIs. They've done it. Bases clearing doubles. Seven walks. And quite a few sacrifice flies. They lead the Carolina League in that category as well with the bases loaded. And on the season, 22. 2-1 as that catches the bottom corner. That's selfish baseball. Willing to surrender an out for the sake of scoring a run. The 2-1. High chopper over towards short. They'll go to second for one. On to first. A nice stretch. Gets him. And the inning is over. 6-4-3 double play. As the Hillcats leave the bases loaded. Scoreless as we head to the fifth in the Hill City. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.com today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Parker Matzik back out for another inning of work. He's only surrendered one base knock. He's faced one above the minimum in this ball game. Another excellent outing for the Hillcats left-hander. Already six strikeouts as well. His ERA is now dipped below one at .96. It'll be Juan Chacon to lead things off. He flew out to center in his first trip. As that catches the zone for strike one. Messick back in the motion. Bounces a curveball in there. One ball and one strike. Messick closing in on 60 pitches. We'll see how long of a leash they give him. I don't see any action going in the bullpen. It's fouled away. Strike two. He went seven innings in his last start in route two, earning Carolina League Pitcher of the Week for week six. As the 1-2 on its way. Try to get him to chase a fastball. 2-2. Top of the fifth inning, scoreless ball game. The 2-2. Breaking ball. Chacon just caught a piece of it.
as he stays alive. Messick with six strikeouts, the 2-2. Tried to pump a fastball past him. It's fouled into the net. So good battle brewing between Chacon and Messick. Fouled at the plate again. Chacon only batting 276, but putting up quite the battle against the lefty. The 2-2. Curveball lofted it in there and is lifted into left field. Sadui can't grab it on the run. An awkward hop will allow Chacon to slide into second safely. So a leadoff double on a curveball that just hung up a little bit too high in the zone. And Chacon carried it all the way to the wall. Abram Liendo. He struck out in the second inning. But now an RBI opportunity with the runner on second, nobody out. A scoreless ball game, top of the fifth inning. First pitch misses in tight for ball one. And this is where the inability to convert runners in scoring position into runs comes back to bite you. Hillcats have had several opportunities, three to be exact, with a runner in scoring position. Lifted into right center field. Antunez ranging back, running toward the wall, and that will bounce high off the top of it. Lipscomb fires it in, cut off by Furman. The throw comes home. It's cut off there. Now they have the runner trapped in a rundown between short and second. A throw back, and they'll just give up the runner, Liendo, as the first run comes in to score on the RBI double from Liendo. So, after all the confusion, I believe that'll be an 8-4-3-5-4 put out. Maybe 5-6 put out. Either way, a lot of numbers. 1-0 lead for Salem as James steps in with the bases cleared. Three hits on the day for Salem as they now have the lead. 1-0 advantage. The 0-1, ground ball sharply towards short. Backhanded play by Devers, long throw. Got him by a step. Another nice play by the Hillcat shortstop. Just barely in time to get the runner, as he had to spin all the way around. As Lira will be the batter with two away. He swings out the first pitch and fouls it away for strike one. For Messick, that's the first run he's given up in the month of May. The 0-1 pulled the string, Lira, well underneath it for strike two. The 0-2. Curveball in the dirt, Lira chased, and the tag is applied. Inning comes to a close. The leadoff double comes around to score on the double from Liendo as Salem takes a 1-0 lead heading to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Mi nombre es José Deve. Hoy en fin, estoy escuchando Hillcats.
Lynchburg will have to play from behind as they're down 1-0 in the bottom half of the fifth inning. But the top of the order coming to the plate, Nate Furman, 0-2, which with his numbers means he's due. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz pitching well, up over 70 pitches as there is some action in the Salem bullpen. First pitch to Furman. He watches it for a called strike, 0-1. Wind still blowing out towards center. As another one captured the zone. Furman down in the count. No balls. Two strikes. Timeout is called as he wants to readjust his batting gloves. Hillcats have had three opportunities with runners in scoring position and have not been able to convert. Two strike pitch. Fouled away. And Furman stays alive. We'll see if Salem tries to get Rodriguez Cruz through this inning or if they plan on going to the bullpen. Two-strike pitch grounded over towards short. Ravello with a long throw gets Furman by a step. One away. Juan Benjamin digs in. Benjamin 0-2, grounded out to second and flew out to left field in his two trips. Takes a called strike, 0-1 on a big sweeping curveball. Already back into the motion, ran it in tight, one ball and one strike. You don't even get a chance to think the way this game has moved so far. Bottom of the fifth inning, 1-0 lead for Salem. In the dirt, bounced it in there. Benjamin laid off. Two balls and one strike. Each team with only three hits. Missing low again, ball three. Hillcats only scored one in their game on Sunday as well. Right now they have zero. Missing low again. Benjamin draws a one-out walk. As the Hillcats, for the third inning in a row, have a runner aboard. Four out of the five innings we've played so far, they've had a runner in. Antunez digs in. He takes one well inside. It almost plunked him. 1-0. Benjamin with some speed over at first. He's got 9 stolen bases on the season. Losing a bit of command here is Rodriguez Cruz. 2-0. Right-hander. Sets at the belt, the 2-0. Caught the bottom of the zone. Antunez is not a fan of the call, 2-1. Thought that one may have dipped a little bit too far in. Nevertheless, pickoff throw, nothing doing. As Benjamin back with a dive. There is a right-hander getting loose for Salem. The 2-1, fouled right back to the screen, 2-2. Antunez, the only extra base hit of the day for the Hillcats. He doubled in the first inning. The 2-2 from the lengthy right-hander.
popped up behind the plate into the skyboxes. They'll try again. Runner on first, one away. The 2-2 runner holds, fouled back, and Antunia is doing what he does best in fighting things off. That's where I've really been impressed with Antunia's at the plate. His ability to fight off good pitches with two strikes. Once again, the 2-2 runner breaks, swung on and missed on a fastball. The throw down, beat him, got him. Strike him out, throw him out, double play ends the inning as Antunez could not protect and Benjamin could not slide in underneath the tag. Salem leads 1-0 as we head to the sixth inning here in the Hill City. Don't go anywhere. A few more innings left to play on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett & Bates Family Orthodontics.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
Well, from one Carolina League pitcher of the week to another one, Ward Cullen Vasquez on the mound for Lynchburg, taking the place of Parker Messick. Take a look at both of their numbers in a moment. Start first with Messick as he pitched well. He leaves in line for the loss, but not thanks to any of his own doing. Gave up three hits, one run. It was earned. No walks and seven strikeouts. Back-to-back seven strikeout appearances. This one in five innings. Albert Feliz to lead things off against Vasquez. As the first pitch misses down and away. For ball one. Vasquez making his ninth appearance. He's 2-1 with a 5.12 ERA. The 1-0. Down and away. Ball two. In just under 20 innings of work, he's given up 22 hits, 11 runs. They've all been earned. 16 strikeouts and 4 walks. The 2-0. High chopper toward third, but foul. Vasquez has surrendered two home runs on the season. That's where a lot of the damage has come against the right-hander. As the Hillcats find themselves down 1-0. Right-hander into the motion, the 2-1. Blew it by him at 92. Vasquez won Pitcher of the Week in Week 3 for the Carolina League. Technically Week 2 of the season. As the 2-2. Down and away. And the count goes full. They count those weeks based on when AAA started. So AAA began a week before everyone else. As the payoff pitch to Feliz is down and away. They appeal. Actually, they don't appeal. They say he went around as the home plate umpire calls him out for one away in the inning.
So how did we get here? Lynchburg down 1-0. It was a pitcher's duel pretty much still to this point. However, in the fifth inning, back-to-back doubles for Salem. Played it a run. And that's all we've got so far. First pitch to Roman Anthony, a called strike, 0-1. Nobody aboard, one away. Each team with three hits. As the 0-1, a big curveball that misses, one ball and one strike. However, the only difference, Salem has capitalized when they have their runner in scoring position. Lynchburg has not. 1-1. Missing low, two balls and a strike. There's a little bit of lightning in the distance. Out past the right field wall. The 2-1. Anthony's 2-2. We mentioned we might be dodging rain. Right now, we're still cleared for baseball. It is very gray out beyond the center field wall. One of the darkest clouds we've seen this season. The 2-2. Breaking ball misses down and in. And the count goes full. Lightning is coming from right field, but it's far enough in the distance where it's not having an impact on the progress of this game. Though the wind has picked up. Payoff pitch to Anthony. High drive into left center field. Sadui ranging over underneath the scoreboard and makes the grab two away. That'll bring up Alan Castro. Castro 0-for-2. It's popped out to center and lined out. Popped out to right and lined out to center. As he digs in, Vasquez opens him up with a curveball, 72 for strike one. Vasquez works slider, curveball, fastball. The 0-1. Healthy cut, strike two. We've seen a little bit of all of it up to this point in the inning. Two-strike pitch to Castro. Jammed him. Lifted. Foul. Came with a fastball after two breaking balls. Castro was well behind. I wonder if he'll try to double up with a fastball, seeing how late he was on the swing. The 0-2. He went breaking ball, and Castro watches it by him. Second strikeout of the frame for Vasquez as he goes 1-2-3 through his first inning of work. Lynchburg, though, still finds themselves down 1-0. We head to the bottom half of the sixth inning in Lynchburg when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
They say you never know what you'll see when you go to the ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to give you something to look forward to every time you come to Bank of the James Stadium. Join us every week this season for our nightly promotions that will be sure to keep you coming back for more baseball. Drink specials every Thirsty Thursday, fireworks every Saturday night, and kids eat free all Sunday long. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or by calling 434-528-1144.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
We've reached the bottom half of the sixth inning. Salem clings to a 1-0 lead. There is a new pitcher on the mound for the Red Sox. as Rodriguez Cruz is done for the day. He goes 5 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts, as he struggled to command throughout the night. As the new pitcher, Luis De La Rosa. De La Rosa, a right-hander. 6'1", 170 from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. As Guy Lipscomb will step in. This pitch misses for ball one. De La Rosa, and a good arm out of the bullpen. That pitch misses wide. 2-0. He's 2-2 in 7 games. The 2.57 ERA, 21 innings pitch. He's only given up 8 runs, 6 of them earned. 23 strikeouts, 12 walks, as he falls behind 3-0. Lipscomb steps out, despite being ahead in the count. The 3-0 pitch. Comp the bottom corner of the zone. Lipscomb expected it to be ball four. He'll have to stand back in for a good hitter's count at 3-1. Line drive into left field past the shortstop as Lipscomb opens up the inning with a leadoff single. His first hit of the afternoon. As Mike Coyado will dig in. Now, I wouldn't expect to see Lipscomb at first for very long. 22 stolen bases on the year. He's only been caught once, and that was at third base. They'll do their best to try to keep him close, but with one double play ball already being hit today, they're sending him already. Swung on and missed. The throw down. Good throw, just not in time as Lipscomb slides underneath the tag. The Hillcats will have a runner in scoring position with nobody out. Coyado, though, down 0-1, trying to protect the runner. De La Rosa, fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. Actually, they're sending the runner back. Ground ball into right field, as that will move the runner into second base. Typically, they try to go first to third, but Jordan Smith, the third base coach and manager, was jumping up and down, throwing up the stop sign, knowing how aggressive Guy Lipscomb is. And Anthony with a good arm out and right, they didn't want to test him. So take away the stolen base, but he still moves into scoring position on the single. Two aboard, nobody out. Jose Devers at the plate. He singled in the fourth inning, was left stranded at third with the bases loaded. Down and away, ball one. Liendo doing his best to keep Lipscomb honest at second. As he forces a step off. Lipscomb confident on the base paths. He just dances off the bat. Missing in tight at 90 miles an hour, ball two. Bottom of the sixth inning, 1-0 lead for Salem. A check of second to 2-0. All three. The Hillcats threatening to load up the bases with nobody out. I would expect Devers to be taking all the way. I don't think they'll send the runner now. 3-0 catches the inside part of the plate for strike one. De La Rosa checks second. The pitch. All four, and the bases are loaded. Two singles and a walk. And Lynchburg threatening in the bottom half of the sixth. Robert Lopez digs in. He's 0 for 1. He walked in his last at-bat. The third baseman, Coffey, pulled in even with the bag. Everyone else in double play depth. Healthy cut. Strike one. So it looks like Salem is willing to trade. Two outs for a run. As they lead 1-0. Lopez has to put the ball in play. The 0-1 chased a pitch in the dirt. Lira had it squirt between his legs. Still strike two. Now Lopez a little bit too aggressive early in this at-bat. Down in the count. No balls and two strikes. It's the second time the Hillcats have had the bases loaded. First time came back in the fourth when they grounded into an inning-ending double play. Two-strike pitch to Lopez. In the dirt, wisely laid off, something off speed, 1-2. Lipscomb at third. Coyado at second. Devers at first. 1-0 lead for the Red Sox. In this battle of 460. Two-strike pitch. Pulled the string again. Lopez offered at something that he expected to be faster. There's one away. Can't leave empty-handed in a situation like this. Bubba Felia, he's 0 for 1, but he was hit in his last plate appearance. He just needs to lift something into the outfield. Takes a called strike, 0-1. Hillcats lead the league in sacrifice flies. They could use one here to tie this game up. The 0-1 just misses, 1-1. With speed on the bases, a single could plate a couple. The 1-1. Popped up on the infield, and the infield fly rule is in effect. Runner back to the bag. As there's now two away. In the bottom half of the sixth inning. De La Rosa trying to pull out a magic trick. Escaping this inning. Flexer Sadui grounded into the inning-ending double play the last time the bases were loaded. Stands in and takes a ball. Counts down 1-0. The 1-0 from De La Rosa. Down and away, ball two. A walk at this point is as good as a hit. Just need to play to run. Tie things up. The 2-0. Ball three as it misses up and away. As Sadui, with a different approach than the last two hitters, wisely laying off some close pitches. He's ahead in the count, 3-0. The pitch from De La Rosa. That catches the corner, 3-1. And if I'm Sadui, I'm not swinging the bat until he pumps another strike in there. The 3-1. He swung at something, may have helped him out. And the count goes full. Runners will be off on the pitch. Bases loaded, two away. De La Rosa sets and fires. Runners go, jam shot. Ravello lost it, called off by the left fielder and ranging over, making the grab, and the inning comes to a close.
Hillcats load the bases up with nobody out, and they leave without putting a run on the board. 1-0 game in favor of Salem with 3 innings left to play. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live. Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
One to nothing lead for the Red Sox as we've reached the seventh inning. It has been a pitcher's duel. No counts have out hit Salem. But they trail on the scoreboard. The only column that really matters is the run column. Cutter Coffey, Luis Ravello, and Juan Chacon, the three due up for Salem. As Ward Kellen Vasquez out there for his second inning of work after replacing Parker Messick. The breaking ball misses down and away for ball one. Coffey watches that one out wide. He's 0 for 2 on the day. Coffey, the number 18th prospect in the Red Sox organization, only 18 years old. Right-hander grounds it over towards short. Devers flips on to first for out number one. As Luis Ravello, 0 for 2. A lot of offers in the box score so far for both squads. As the first pitch from Vasquez to Ravello, this is down and away for ball one. Ravello was robbed of a potentially extra base hit. A diving play from third baseman as that one misses in tight. And he struck out looking in his second trip. No one's sure where that missed. 3 balls and no strikes. Lopez just peeked his head around to ask where it might have been. That was close. The 3-0. Down and in ball four. And Ravello draws a 4-pitch walk. First base runner around, allowed by Vasquez. Juan Chacon, he's the difference in the ballgame. His double in the fifth opened up the inning, and then he'd come around to score. He's the only run on the board. Runner at first, one away. Runner breaks for second. The pitch is in the zone. The throw down, in and out of the glove of Furman as it caught the heel. Otherwise, they might have had him. It was a good, strong throw, but it bounced in front of Furman. He couldn't scoop it cleanly. Stolen base for Ravello. And now, Salem threatening again in the top of the seventh inning as they lead. The 0-1. That catches the corner. Strike two. Chacon. Guy who has impressed the Salem faithful to this point in the season. The two-strike pitch down and away, laid off, one and two. Good job by Lopez to smother it. Chacon, the right-handed hitting outfielder. Runner on second, one away. The 1-2 pitch from Vasquez. Curveball lifted into right field. Antunez ranging over toward the line. He'll make the grab. Runner tagging up from second. A strong throw cut off by Devers as that was being pulled up the line. So Devers wisely cut it off before it got away. But a good strong throw from Antunez. May have runners thinking twice if they try to run on him again. Abram Liendo. He has the RBI that separates these two squads. He could tack on a second with two away if he can put it in play. This is a bit in tight for ball one. The insurance run 90 feet away at third base. 1-0 lead for the Red Sox. The 1-0 from Vasquez. Fouled right at the dish. Hillcats come in two today, having lost two straight. Salem with a walk-off victory on Sunday over the Fireflies. The 1-1. That catches the zone. Strike two. Endo will have to protect with the runner on third and two away. Infield shifted slightly towards first, a large gap between third and the third baseman. Timeout is called by Liendo to try and make Vasquez think a little bit more about it, throw him out of his rhythm. Outfield playing straight away. Two-strike pitch. Curveball, half-hearted swing. Liendo didn't know what he wanted to do. But he goes down for the final out of the inning. Vasquez works around the runner at third. As we head the bottom half of the seventh inning, a 1-0 lead in favor of the Red Sox. It's time to stretch in the Hill City. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball right after this timeout. Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Another new arm out of the pen for Salem. It's number 28, Brock Bell. So De La Rosa only works an inning. As the top of the order comes up for Bell, and the rain has begun to pour down in Lynchburg. We saw the groundskeeper come out and talk to the umpires in between innings as the first pitch misses a bit wide for ball one. The tarp is being pulled off the tarp as the heavens have opened up. Downstairs, 1-0. De La Rosa with the one inning of work. Two hits, no runs. He did have one walk and a strikeout. As Brock Bell will try to keep Lynchburg off the scoreboard. He falls behind 3-0. Furman taking all the way, a called strike 3-1. Bell making his ninth appearance. He's 1-1 with a 4.91 ERA. 13 strikeouts, only two walks. As Furman lifts this one into right center field, Anthony ranging over, fighting the rain, called off by Castro in center. And there's one away. Juan Benjamin will dig in as the rain continues to fall. It has lightened up since we first started talking in this inning. I mentioned there may be rain in the area and in the forecast as another ball has gotten loose. There was one at the start of the inning in right field and now one out of the Lynchburg bullpen. As the two squads deal with the rain. First pitch to Benjamin comes out swinging for a called strike 0-1. So Furman now 0-4. Benjamin 0-2 on the day. He walked and was caught stealing in the fifth. Now down in the count, no balls and two strikes. Timeout is called by Benjamin to try and regroup down in the count. Bell, 6'4", 227 out of Tampa, Florida. He was drafted in the seventh round of 2019. Fouled back by Benjamin, and he stays alive. Hillcats need one to tie in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Up and in. Lost his grip on it. One ball and two strikes as Lightning just struck out beyond the left field wall. Ground ball over towards short. Should be an easy play for Ravello. On to first, two away. Antunez will dig in. As tarp still has not been summoned for, but there is thunder up above and lightning in the distance. Nobody aboard, two away in the bottom half of the seventh inning. This is a completed game if it were to get called. That was the goal, to at least get it to completion. 1-1 as that caught the top of the zone. Bell, a long pause. Now he fires. Fouled at the dish for strike two. Two-strike pitch from Bell. Down and away, didn't get the call, and Antunez wasn't chasing, and the count is even, two apiece. 1-0 lead for Salem. The 2-2 from Bell. Jam shot, third base side. Coffey giving chase in front of the dugout. Didn't stick his glove out, otherwise he might have caught it. And Antunez stays alive for another pitch. Heavy rains now as another ball has gotten loose in the outfield. And I think at this point they're just trying to finish the inning. We've seen a lot of the front office staff heading toward the tarp, which means it could be any moment when it gets called out. The 2-2 to Antunez. Slapped foul, and he stays alive. Hillcats trying to avoid losing their third straight ball game, which would be the case if this game went final. Once again, the 2-2.
and he stays alive. This is a long at-bat for Antunez. Three-game losing streak would match their longest of the season. The 2-2. Pulled the string, and Bell wins the battle as Antunez goes down on strikes. We head to the eighth. 1-0 lead for Salem when we come back after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Prill.
Rain picking up at Bank of the James Stadium as Magnus Ellerts taking over on the mound for Warkellen Vasquez, who did his job and kept this a one-run ball game. Lightning still in the area as Tyler Bergen, the head groundskeeper, has not instructed the umpires that it's close enough to where it could cause a problem. So it'll be Ellerts for this eighth inning, as he'll face the bottom third of the order. Closing the book on Vasquez, he goes two innings of work, no hits, no runs. He did walk one, but struck out three. As the first pitch from Ellerts to James is a called strike, 0-1. Ellerts has pitched mighty fine at this point in the season. The 0-1 grounded up the middle and passed Devers into center field for a leadoff base knock. As Lira will get a chance with a runner aboard and nobody out. Ellerts making his ninth appearance, 0-1 with a 1.38 ERA. He's pitched 13 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs, but only 2 of them were earned. 18 strikeouts, 3 walks. Guy who's had good command to this point. Throw over toward first, nothing doing. James has drawn a couple throws over. James only 2 stolen bases on the season. Healthy cut for strike one. Wind pouring straight down. No puddles starting to form yet at any part of the field. As the 0-1 from Ellerts, a slider that misses wide. 1-1. Ellerts, a fastball slider combo. The 1-1. Blew it by him at 94. Hard to rear back in the rain and fire that one in there. But Lira nowhere close to it. 1-2. Runner on first, nobody out. A 2-strike pitch from Ellerts. Pulled the string. Lear doesn't know what to do as he swings through it. 94-85 on a slider that ran high in the zone. One away as Feliz digs in.
Righty-on-righty matchup, top of the eighth, 1-0 lead for the Red Sox. Evans have opened up, down and away, ball one. Nobody on the top step except for the ball boys. And one Red Sox. The 1-0 is fouled out of play. 1-1. This is a heavy rain. It's a beautiful rain. If you can't see it on the broadcast, it is just a heavy pour straight down. Thick raindrops as it's fouled back. Strike two. But there's no wind, so that rain is coming straight down. Two-strike pitch. Up and in, spun him out of the way. Nothing malicious. You really can't look up into the rain at this point because it'll go straight into your eye. Could be difficult for the outfielders. May have to shield it like the sun. The 2-2 runner fakes towards second. It's in the dirt, full count. .852 on hand for the ball game tonight. As they have all run for shelter underneath the overhang. The payoff pitch, runner breaks, driven into center field. Lipscomb backpedaling, spun around, slides, can't make the catch at the wall. The throw comes in. The runners will have to hold at third on the double from Feliz. As James had to hold up at the bag, Lipscomb had a chance to make a play. But just kind of collapsed on the warning track. Got crossed up in the rain. Lost it for a second, then found it as he was sliding to the ground. Infield now pulled in with one away. The top of the order at the plate. Roman Anthony 0-3. Each team with five hits as that goes to the backstop, and another runner will score as Salem now leads 2-0. On the wild pitch, Feliz moves down to third. The infield will remain in, but now Salem with some insurance, 2-0. Each team with five hits. Once again, Salem has capitalized when they've had runners in scoring position. In the zone, one ball and one strike. Lynchburg, on the other hand, they have loaded up the bases twice and have nothing to show for it, including a situation with bases loaded and nobody out. They left empty-handed. The 1-1 to Anthony. Slider misses in tight. Two balls and a strike. A walk wouldn't be the worst situation in the world here, as it would put the double play back in order. Runner 90 feet away. Down and away, ball three. It's maybe a situation where they try working around him, not giving him a chance to put anything in play. High chopper over toward first in foul ground. Collado fielded it. But everyone will have to go back and the count goes full. They would not have had the runner at home. So Anthony will get another chance. And a 3-2 pitch. Ellerts would love a strikeout. One away, runner at third, 2-0 lead for Salem. The payoff. Popped up out of play, and Anthony stays alive. The whole bullpen for the Hillcats is crowded underneath an overhang. Salem, on the other hand, they have no coverage. They are stuck. They've got towels over their head. The 3-2 yet again. Corner called 3. Hard fastball at 93. Roman Anthony goes down looking. The second strikeout of the inning. For Anthony, that's his second strikeout of the ball game. As Alan Castro will dig in. First pitch misses in tight for ball one. Runner still 90 feet away. A 2-0 lead for Salem. Rain pouring. Starting to puddle on the concourse. Or at least on the cement behind the backstop. Line drive over the head of Coyado, and that'll plate another run. On to second goes Castro. The throw comes in, and Salem has broken it open. A 3-0 lead in the top half of the eighth inning. An RBI single for Castro. Brings Feliz home as Coffee will now have an opportunity to extend this lead even further. Scoreboard says 4, but that should be 3-0. Ellerts fires a slider at the top of the zone for a called strike, 0-1. The right-hander fires it to the backstop as Lopez could not smother it. 1-1. That's the second wild pitch of the inning as the runner now at third base. And once again, the rain picking up even more. We'll see what the umpires decide to do in between innings. As Lightning getting closer, the 1-1. Outside, and now they're going to clear the field as Ellerts lost command of his slider. And they're going to tell everybody to get off. The tarp has been called for. Salem holds a 3-0 lead, and the players sprinting toward the respective clubhouses, trying to dry off as lightning and thunder rain above. We'll step aside for a moment, and we'll give you an update when we come back after this timeout on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett & Bates Family Orthodontics.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
The ovation you hear is for the tarp crew. As the tarp has been pulled, as the rain is pouring down in Lynchburg, it continues to pick up. Everyone who's out there pulling the tarp looks coated, soaking wet. It's days like these where I appreciate my position in the press box. But Lynchburg does not appreciate their position on the scoreboard. They're down 3-0 with two away in the eighth inning. When the delay was called for, it's called for at about 8:32. So keep an eye on that as the night progresses.
Nothing will be decided for the next 30 minutes. If they decide it's not good enough to play through, they will wave it off and the game will go final. A 3-0 victory for the Red Sox. If they decide that the rain is clearing out within a reasonable amount of time, we'll be back with more baseball. But right now, Salem leads 3-0 as the players are clearing the field and the rain continues to downpour. It is a monsoon over Bank of the James Stadium. We'll step aside and we'll let the music from inside the ballpark carry you for the next half an hour. You'll hear intermittent updates from our MC Rocks crews about the condition of the game and whether we are fit to proceed at any point. But right now, we are in a rain delay. 3-0 lead in favor of Salem. Top of the eighth inning with two away. And we hope to resume later on this evening. Stepping aside, I'm Jason Prill, hoping to be back with you in just a little bit.
Said you didn't need her. You told her goodbye. You sacrificed the good love to satisfy your pride. Now you wish that you should have her, and you feel like such a fool. You let her walk away. Now it just don't feel the same. Gotta blame it on something. Gotta blame it on something. Blame it on the rain that was falling. Blame it on the stars that didn't shine that night. Whatever you do, don't put the blame on you. Blame it on the rain, yeah, yeah. You can blame it on the rain. Should've told her you were sorry. Could've said you were wrong. But no, you couldn't do that. No, no, you had to prove you were strong. Oh, oh.
Well, fans, pretty sure we have a rain delay. Stick around.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love the rain. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love the rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face. Place the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadow. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day. Cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadow. But the song in this heart of mine. Put a smile on my face every time. Cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Shall we wash all my cares away?
sunny day, cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
And just a reminder, the biggest thing is
I love a rainy night.
So,
well, I love a rainy night.
Or baking
in my eyes. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Cause it makes me high. Oh, I love a rainy night. No, I do. Yeah, I love a rainy night.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. I we don't have enough to eat. Shoo the children with no shoes on their feet. House the people living in the street. Oh, there's a solution. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. Ride through the revolution. Keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly through the revolution.
Slipping, 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 sl
stranded out on the streets of a runaway American dream. At night we racked the mansions of glory and suicide machines. Sprung from cages on highways, man from wheel fuel and checkers, stepping out over the line. Friend, I wanna guard your dreams and visions. Just wrap your legs around these velvet rims and strap your hands across my engines. Together we could break this trap. We'll run till we drop. Baby, we'll never go back. Oh,
place to me. I had to take them to that ghetto university. Cop lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights.
All of the lights, all of the lights.
Fast lights, dog lights, rock lights, every night.
All of the lights, all of the lights. I'm here, baby. Extra ride, I want y'all to see it.
Mother, brother, grandmother, hate me in that order. Public visitation, we met at Borders. Told her she'd take me back, I'll be more supportive. I made mistakes, I bought my head. And court stuck me dry, I spent that bread. She need a daddy, baby please. Can't let her grow up in that ghetto university. Cop lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights.
All of the lights.
Fast life, dog life, rock life, every night.
All the lights, all the lights, hell, baby. Extra bright, I want y'all to see this. Turn up the lights in hell, baby. You know what I need, want you to see everything. Want you to see all of the lights.
Get in the mind, baby, let it go. Go and get your own. Get in mind, baby. Gotta get in mind. Yeah. Get right, baby. You should go and get your own.
Unemployment line. Credit card decline. Did I not mention I was about to lose my mind? When also was about to do that line. Can't come in. Going all the way to time. We're going all the way to time.
The party's here on the west.